fi save money done. Well, one good way is to save energy.
Welcome to EnergyWise, a program of the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, MSTEM, in association with the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB.
You look like somebody clip your wings.
I just got a big boof from Madame.
For what?
I drafted a letter for her.
No crime committed so far.
You couldn't warn me that she don't want me to print my drafts.
What I keep telling you. Email her everything, including the lunch list.
The lunch list?
Joke. What I did warn you. She believes we use the printer too much. She corrects, edits, whatever you call it, on the computer.
Well, since the letter was so long and involved, and I'm just a couple yards away, I thought it better to print it. It's easier to read it on paper. You see, where I was before, you know, they used
to... That was then, this is now. You never hear about when in Rome, do as the Romans do? Look, you have to get over this love affair with the printer. You wasted paper as well as time and energy when you print everything.
That's exactly what she said. All you have to do is press send and bingo, it's there on my screen. I make my adjustments, send it back to you, bingo, and we're good to go.
Bingo! You sound exactly like her.
Greetings!
Oh God, any packages from this department? I have to make a quick run go watch you today.
Oh, hi, Jimmy. Nothing today, no. Thanks.
What's up, Jimmy? I think you need to rope in Barbara and the energy efficiency and conservation team, you know.
Which subject am I failing now? Efficiency or conservation?
That is not the point. All I'm saying is, if you want to get your document that you drafted on your computer to Miss Simmons for her to edit it and return it, don't print it. Send it to her computer by email. That is what she wants.
And can I just put in my little word as energy champion? Don't print, all right? If it's not necessary, ease up on the energy.
With email, you save paper, ink, electricity, and time. Miss Simmons doesn't have to make her adjustments in handwriting, and you don't have to enter changes on her computer again.
True. And you don't even talk about my troubles trying to decipher her handwriting. That takes detective work. Anyway, thanks. I get the point now.
By the way, you know about the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program, EECP, don't you?
Yes. I know we have to try to cut down on the electricity bill.
And anything you don't know, just ask Jimmy.
Well, I was asking, what is the difference between energy efficiency and energy conservation?
All right, from what I understand, when you're talking about energy efficiency, you're talking about getting the most out of the energy you use, using less energy to get the same service.
So you don't lose out on the quality or convenience.
Example, please.
All right. You have a new computer. How it's set up is, if you leave it on and, for example, go upstairs to check something, after a few minutes, it realizes you're not using it and it just goes to after sleep.
Sleep mode.
That's right. Automatically easing up on energy. Whereas now, that other computer over there, which is there from Wappy Kill Philip, do have no sleep mode. If you leave it on, just go and burn up current all night till daylight. Energy efficiency is making sure you have the computers with features like sleep mode.
Giving you the same service, but using less energy.
While conservation is saving energy. It might mean doing with less or doing without.
Like turning off some of the lights I usually like to keep burning at home.
And using the printer less, even though you still prefer working with hard copy.
Sir, you can't done with that argument now, please.
Just provoking around.
Energy efficiency and conservation. The two go hand in hand. Thing is to make sure that you have energy efficient machines like computers, appliances, lighting, air conditioning, buildings in general, and conserve, cut down on energy consumption.
But everyone at the workplace needs to know exactly how to save on energy. Conserve.
That's why we have posters, song, newsletter, radio program, everything. And people like me on the team who spread the word. All right, when I get back from Ochi, we can talk more, but I have a run now.
All right, then, safe travel.
Right.
And when you're coming back from Ochi, if you see any roast corn on the road, just...
Fly past it.
This has been a presentation of the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining in association with the Inter-American Development Bank.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.